This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they're at, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. A big special shout-out goes along to our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and a big shot in the arm yesterday by the president to the guys and gals up in the northern tundra up there in Wyoming and Montana. I'll tell you all about it in a minute with Tyle Warren, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the reason I said that about the frackers up there in Wyoming and Montana, as well as in western Pennsylvania, southeastern Ohio, and other places where they're doing oil fracking, is they got a big shot of life in the arm yesterday by the president, who said that they are going to buy, the U.S. government's going to buy 75 million barrels of the fracked oil, which will keep them going right along.
Well, that's a really welcome thing, Captain, because, of course, as we know, the fracking industry has been hit real hard by what's going on between Russia and Saudi Arabia and what Vladimir Putin has decided to do. And, of course, he's not happy with the idea of fracking at all by the United States. So this is going to help those people get through a very tough time.
Well, the price of oil yesterday closed at $31.73 for West Texas crude. For Brent crude, it closed at $33.85. The futures, the one-year forecast of futures on oil is at $36 a barrel. And the wholesale price of gasoline, without adding any tax to it at all, Kyle, is still 90 cents a gallon.
That's really, really amazing. And, you know, the president earlier yesterday, Captain, on Friday at the Rose Garden, you know, he mentioned the strategic oil reserve and so forth.
Yep.
A lot of this is designed to begin to take these steps that really begin to show people that, hey, you know, we are going through a very, very difficult time right now, but these particular cautions are being put into place. It's like having, you know, savings in the bank kind of thing. It's there if we need it, and the president's putting out that message.
Now, the House did vote on this legislation, and they passed it. It goes to the Senate for Monday. What was it, 363 to 40, the Family First Coronavirus Aid Bill, 363 to 40.
That's right. And so this is also a very, very good thing. There was a lot of sort of going back and forth, and a lot of Republicans were waiting to see if the president was going to indicate that he would sign what they were coming up with.
Well,
finally he did.
We need to point out to the listening audience, because it's going to get asked, because it got asked to me yesterday, the abortion money in there, what was screwing things up before, there is not one mention of abortion in this bill. Nothing. No money for it. Nothing.
Exactly right. And, you know, again, the politicalization of this kind of crisis is very distasteful, I think, to the American voter.
Sure.
No matter what party they belong to. And I can just see it now, Captain, some of these campaign commercials may be something along the lines of, when the country was worried about the coronavirus, you had certain Democrat elite trying to get money for their particular pet projects and this kind of thing, while we needed to pass this in order to help the American business and the American consumer.
Well, I can guarantee you the telephone lines were ringing off the office yesterday in Congress, not only Democrats but Republicans too, saying, hey, boys, you better pass this thing because we're going to go out of business, you know, the small business people and whatnot, and they're saying, we're going to go out of business, and if that happens, you'll be the last people that we vote for. You won't have a job anymore.
Well, exactly right. And really what's happening, and I know that Nancy Pelosi said something about, well, we see we can do things in a bipartisan way. Well, it's my sincere hope that, you know, that this crisis actually does cause them to say to themselves that we've got to do.
Now, did you see the president with his press conference out there with all the officials? And I was watching the stock market, and it was around 900 or something like that. And when the president started talking, it didn't take 5 minutes, and it went from 900 and something to way over 1900, almost 2000.
That's right. It was 1985 points that it closed up on Friday. And all of that took place really within the last hour or so of trading while the president was speaking from the Rose Garden. And I think, Captain, this was a much better reaction than the Oval Office address. And I think the Wall Street reacted quite well because I think that the feeling is that the president is taking charge of this. Things are happening, and it's going to get brighter.
All right, hold that thought. And hello to everybody in the chat room tonight. Hello to Maria in Germany. Hello to Terry in Nashville. Hello to JJ. Hello to Frank. Hello to Richard the Marine. Hello to Al in Nebraska. And let's see who else is in there. Okay. Oh, Cousin Vinny. Hey, Cousin Vinny. How you doing, my man? And Sam the Paperman. Sam the Shame of the Pharaohs. Remember them? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain and can't get rid of it, and maybe you're taking some stuff that's giving you a little bit of problems too because it's high test and you want low test, you want something that's natural, well, I got the product for you. It's called Relief Factor, because if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, general muscle aches altogether, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, it's helped many people, including myself, in just a couple of weeks of time. I didn't have to wait the 3 weeks, and I knew it was going to work, and away I went. I've been taking mine for 3 years and 11 months so far. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. To find out more about the 1995 3-week quick start, there's a little tutorial there on that website, a little video plays for about 2 minutes or thereabouts, and then when you get done, then you just go ahead and place your order. 1995 3-week quick start, give it a shot, see what it'll do for you, because it worked for me, it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. We have an 80% retention rate here in this program of people that buy that product and stay on it, and it's the highest retention rate of the other shows that are also endorsing this, and that's probably because in the Third Watch a lot of you can't sleep. That's my guess. But anyway, this will help you to sleep. Certainly, if you get rid of the pain, you'll be able to rest, right? So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and tell them all the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to play a little short video or audio here. It's Dr. Fauci. He was on Fox News, and here's what he was saying yesterday about all this.
In the meantime, as you know, here in New York City, the mayor declared a state of emergency, as has been declared in numerous states, and schools are suspending activity, and kids are going to work on their computers. There has been a general panic, Dr. Fauci, in the country over the last couple of weeks. You go to the grocery store, everything's picked off the shelves. The level of panic or anxiety, is it proportional to what is actually going on?
Well, whenever you have the unknown, the level of anxiety is always out of proportion to what usually turns out to be the reality. But you have to understand why people are concerned. And that's the reason why I welcome the opportunity to be talking to you about that, to tell people, although things are going to get worse before they get better, we will handle it if we pull together as a nation and do the kinds of things that would blunt that effect. It is unfortunate that we're in this. This is some of the things that we've been talking about for years. It's predictable. You will have outbreaks. Some of them are inconsequential, and some of them are really consequential. We're dealing with one right now that's consequential. We've got to deal with it. You deal with it by action, not by fear.
Dr. Fauci, will there be cities on lockdown in the United States?
You know, I don't know. I mean, as I always say, you've got to keep everything on the table. You would hope that you wouldn't have to resort
right
to these draconian moves of actually locking down a city. But it depends on what happens. I hope we never get to that. But you never take anything off the table when you're dealing with protecting the health of the American public.
Now, Kyle, that's the rational way to look at things, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And unlike some of this other paranoia that's going on, and people are going, oh, my God, we can't go. I can't go to Disney. I can't go to the movies. I can't go to baseball. Oh, I can't go here. Oh, there's nowhere for me to go. There's nothing to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, get in your car, drive to a river, drive to the Gulf, drive to the ocean, and just hang out.
And just hang out. Well, exactly. Now it's kind of a little, time away from the bulk
sure
of daily life, you know. And you're right. There are all kinds of things to do. We know that people, will want to go to the usual places and so forth. But what's helping everything right now, there's a lot of people out there who are really trying to comply with this notion of the social distancing or sort of, staying out of harm's way for a time being. That's what's going to help all of us. I was watching some coverage earlier tonight, Captain, even up on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's usually pretty bustling, but it's kind of deserted tonight. And at other places, it's kind of deserted. We understand movie theaters, or at least some movie theaters, are restricting the amount of tickets that they're selling and so forth. In other words, there are all kinds of aspects of our society are pitching in to try to arrest the spread of this virus. That's really the only way that we can really do this.
That's true, but you also can't alter your lifestyle totally altogether
sure
and just say, I'm never going to be able to do this. No, I, as a matter of fact, yesterday we had a sports segment on my radio show in hour number four. It's Patrick Hyland, my insurance quarterback, who's on a couple of weeks talking sports. And he says to me, he goes, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. There isn't anything to talk about. I said, yeah, there is. Let's talk about going fishing. Let's talk about getting in a boat and just going out there. Let's talk about getting in a sailboat and going for a sail. I mean, come on.
Well, right. In other words, yeah, there's still a lot to do, and there's going to be a lot of fallout, and this is one of the reasons why I think the president and his team are trying to help mitigate the economic fallout from this. And it's not just the United States. It's every country that's being affected by this. Even in Canada, they're looking at trying to, stimulus and this kind of thing. And that's just the practicalities of it all. But folks who listen to the program, they know I love to go to Yosemite, and I can't tell you how wonderful it is.
Yosemite?
The Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yeah, but I can't tell you how wonderful it is just to walk along the Merced River and just have just kind of be unplugged for a little while. It's really quite amazing.
Exactly, and as I said, you know, just getting out in the wilderness, getting out there in the high desert country when you're out in California down here. Heck, you can go to the Ocala National Forest if you want. Go down into the Everglades, or go to the Gulf, or go to the ocean side of Florida, and just hang out. I mean, there's something to do. And again, as I said, you can go rent a boat if you want and do that. Or you can go get on a boat, a commercial boat, if you don't have one, and go out and go fishing, deep sea fishing.
Well, exactly. And part of the thing, too, Captain, is I think is that there's a lot of panic going on out there with the panic buying that we're seeing. And all of a sudden now, even in my area, they're starting to make runs on the supermarket and the shelves are getting bare. And so there's a fear factor that's involved here that I think it, to some degree is not entirely necessary given the idea that the precautions that people are taking and so forth. But it's terrible to get sort of caught up in all that. I mean, I understand, but we're going to get through this, and by taking some of these basic measures, it means that more people are not going to get sick. It's good.
Well, here's what I told a friend of mine yesterday. With all this toilet paper that's been done up, and the paper towels, and the hand sanitizer, and the Lysol spray, and all that stuff that they're all buying,
right?
The flea markets this weekend will be awash with that stuff selling it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Exactly. And precisely. And also I heard, too, that, you know, the stores will get restocked, basically.
Well, they are getting restocked.
Yeah, exactly. So, and usually they get stocked, I think, around about Sunday or something like that. So, but, I mean, it's big news stories of people lining up at Costco or having a fight at Costco or this kind of stuff. And it's just crazy.
Okay, we got a comment coming here from our other expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta, Georgia, James. And he's saying, good morning, gentlemen. Excellent day to go fishing.
Well, exactly. It's never a bad day fishing, from what I understand.
Yeah, and LJ's on the line. She's saying, well, you can go out and play golf. Yeah, you can, an outdoor sport, and she plays golf. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And so, you know, it's quite interesting. In fact, even here in Southern California, they followed what was going on in San Francisco.
Oh.
Los Angeles closed their schools. Orange County's closing their schools. Yeah.
Listen to this. Exit number 16, I-75, Georgia, for you guys going up and down the highway, regular gasoline, $1.89 a gallon.
Wow.
And again, keep in mind, the wholesale price of gasoline without transportation, without taxes, just the wholesale price of gasoline is 90 cents a gallon right now. I haven't seen it that cheap in 5 years.
Well, exactly right. So we're living in very interesting times. There's no doubt about that. You know, we'll see because we'll see economic effects, but, you know, maybe the gas prices will help a little bit. We'll see.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and got a lot of people showing up here in the chat room. And again, if you want to get over to the chat room, it's the Captain's Group. You have to like the original Captain's America Third Watch page. And then once we see that, we invite you in, and then you go, and away you go. And it took Steve from Thailand a while to get in there, but he's there, chirping away. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are a number of coronavirus updates, including the fact that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to head off the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after the emergency declaration. The United States has now surpassed 2,000 confirmed or presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, and Joe Biden says he will not be tested for COVID-19 as he is not showing any symptoms, and one of D.C.'s most popular attractions is closing. Elevator access to the Washington Monument will now no longer be available, according to the National Park Service. And schools in Boston are closing starting on Tuesday. With your coronavirus update, this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who happens to be hanging on my phone waiting for me to come back to him. But I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website to go to. Now, they can offer you coverage for your car, the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV. They'll even get your Ski-Doo and your Sea-Doo, and get this. Homeowners and renters insurance got you covered there, too. So, go on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and click on that little old link there, put in your zip code, and you can get yourself a quote while you're right there and don't have to do anything. And then, of course, they'll also tell you who your local agent is if you want to find out who the local agent is. By the way, today, the lovely Susie Q and I will be making a personal appearance over at Largo for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show there. And, yes, that's still on March 14th and 15th, today and tomorrow, at Minreg Hall. That's M-I-N-N-R-E-G, Minreg Hall, 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. The hours today, 9 to 5. The hours Sunday, 9 to 3. And stop on by. It's not only guns they have there. It's not only knives they have there, but they have fishing equipment. They have bows and arrows there.
They have a lot of different things, outdoor gear. I'm sure somebody's going to be there selling some of this survival stuff that I've been seeing popping up from place to place and time to time. So it'll be a great little place to go. And by the way, not sure if they'll be doing it there today, but usually you can sign up for the concealed carry class that they're going to have too, and then they'll let you know when the next one is and away you go. So the website, if you want to find out more, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and we'll see you at the gun show. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, there was supposed to be an election in Louisiana, and they moved the election from this coming Tuesday to April something or another?
Yeah, they in Louisiana, they're moving it. It was to be April 4th, and they're moving it to June the 20th, evidently. And, of course, this is all in response to anticipated problems having to do with the coronavirus. So this is an interesting thing because my understanding, Captain, is that if they have their primary that late in the game, that they could lose 50% of their delegates, evidently. So, but we'll see how that pans out, given the fact of the national emergency that's been declared. But it is kind of an odd move to put it that far out, but we'll see.
Yeah, and four other states left theirs the way they were. So, you know, again, it's kind of difficult to move election dates around. It's not something that's real easy to do. And then when you do, then you got to see whether or not you're going to be in violation of some other state somewhere. Like you say, you lose some of your delegates. That's happened to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. By the way, the FAA has weighed an enhanced inspection over the structural flaw in the 737 aircraft. A lot of those in the air, isn't there?
Exactly right. And so this is the older 737 aircraft that they're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not going to mention the airlines, but there's one airline that flies right out of my over my left shoulder here in Tampa that's got a bunch of those aircraft. Joe Biden, his campaign has requested Secret Service protection, and probably in lieu of what happened last weekend up on the stage.
Well, that's right. Well, that's when his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, sort of took the place, evidently, of the Secret Service. And,
yeah.
And she really reacted very, very quickly. It was quite impressive what she did. Wherever you go, and, of course, at the so high profile, you're going to get some wackos and lunatics who will do stuff like that. So, yes, they are requesting that the United States Secret Service. And typically, when someone becomes the clear nominee, I believe that will kick in anyway, but they've made that request, and we'll see what the Secret Service does. But typically, the nominee of the other party does get that Secret Service protection in addition to getting their security briefings and so forth, but I don't think that would happen for Biden until after the convention if he goes on to get the nomination.
Now, do you remember who Andrew Gillum was?
Yeah, he was going to run for governor or something like that.
He did run for governor.
Yeah, he ran for governor in Florida. That's right.
Yeah, as a Democrat, and he came close but no cigar against Ron DeSantis. Well, and by the way, now he was leading a voter effort, voter registration effort. He had several million dollars left in his campaign that he had given towards this cause to register younger voters, if you will, around the state. Well, he unfortunately came up on the short end of the stick when it comes to drugs. He was found inebriated, in other words, drunk, in a hotel room where there was a whole bunch of drugs. Tell us about that one.
Well, that's what we find out. Andrew Gillum, and it's odd because you can't make this kind of stuff up. You know, he was in South Beach, there in Florida, and he was in the room of the Mondrian Hotel, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, with two other men, evidently one of them might have overdosed on drugs. That's why the police were called to that scene. The officers tried to talk to Mr. Gillum.
And he was drunk to the point where he couldn't communicate.
Exactly, yeah. He couldn't communicate with them. And so this is obviously quite a major problem for someone who might have had more aspirations to seek higher office. And I recall.
And do you know what he's been doing lately?
Well, past the registration thing, no.
Well, CNN commentator.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, CNN. That's right. And but I know that he had also kind of run afoul in an investigation that was going on at the time, I believe, when he was running for governor, correct? And they were...
voter fraud.
Exactly. So this is just quite a thing, and we'll see what happens in terms of the CNN contract, if he's still going to be with them or not, or whether he'll be back on air anytime soon.
Now, what's going to happen Sunday between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden?
Well, they're going to have a debate. I know that. Yep.
And AOC's going to be the moderator?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's not going to happen. But they definitely are going to have another debate. And Tulsi Gabbard has not been included in this. And, we heard about that earlier in the week.
Well, and that's really, I think, if this would have been on the Republican side and all the situation was the same kind of thing, I think there'd be an outcry for somebody like Tulsi Gabbard being sort of kept off the stage on that. I know that she has, one delegate, I think.
Yeah, she's got 1% of the vote consistently.
Yeah, but, it's interesting because they seem, just generally speaking, in terms of the Democrat elite, they seem to have really not wanted her to be around. And whether that has to do simply with the fact that she met with Assad or this kind of thing, I just don't know for sure. But it is interesting that consistently she's the one that's been stifled in all of this.
Now, we know we got all kinds of problems with China, but China has now hinted it may deny life-saving virus drugs from the U.S. and our allies.
Yeah, isn't that something? And sort of the way that they put it, Captain, was the idea that somehow, if they did this, it would plunge the U.S. into what they call the mighty sea of coronavirus. I think I'd heard it quoted another way, is that we would be in the stew of coronavirus. What's going on right now between the United States and China in relation to this is really quite upsetting. In fact, it's my understanding that the United States summoned one of the top Chinese diplomats, the Chinese envoy, because of comments that were made by Chinese officials, one of them being a spokesperson for the foreign ministry, giving the impression that somehow the United States brought the virus to Wuhan, and this has caused a big dust up, and I think they probably read them the Riot Act in Washington.
Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate having him on the program. By the way, in the aircraft industry, the first two people standing there are companies with their hands out are Delta and American and United. Let's see, Delta, American, United are all looking for aid from the United States to survive the virus crisis. That's a shame, but these are the big airlines that had bought all the smaller ones up. If I remember correctly. So now they need help to stay in business. And how about the cruise ship industry? Holy smokes. Wow. And there's Maria. Hey, Maria. Snoopy. She's a Snoopy fan, if you haven't figured that out. All right, well, I'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And boy, we got some weather out there this weekend to tell you about if you're traveling. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viruses.
viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Version. 72 on this one. Playing live in concert. Tell you what, if that doesn't get you moving, I don't know what will. You talk about dancing, that's when you can dance and have a great time. Because I remember my girlfriend and myself at the time, Beverly Dorland, never forget her. She wanted to become Arthur Murray dancer. And then she wound up going to Broadway and dancing on Broadway. Gee, unbelievable. But anyway, guess what it is. That was back in my high school days before I got off and went to make a name for myself. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You got to go in and try out one of those new pilot travel centers and see what they got in there. It could be an Arby's. It could be a Wendy's. It could be a McDonald's. Holy smokes. Or it could just be a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, with all of their stuff on their menu, too. Now, here we go. Storm systems across the western United States will continue to bring heavy rainfall to lower portions of the desert southwest today, with heavy snows continuing across many mountainous areas through the weekend, including some of those mountain passes that everybody knows where they're at and what you have to do when the snow comes down in buckets. Now, heavy snow is also possible across the Central Plains through Saturday, with a few severe thunderstorms possible across West Texas and eastern New Mexico, as there is some weather there conducive to a thunderstorm activity that could become something different as it moves across Texas out of New Mexico and whatnot. So let's start out in the Northwest. Let's start out in Washington State. If you're coming out of Seattle, and you're going south, down by the state line, Washington, down around Portland, Oregon, and then just a few miles south of Portland on I-5, you're going to have some snow, general snow flurries in the area tonight. And if you're going up I-84, up through Hood River and up to Cabbage and over the top there on I-84, you're going to have snow pretty much all the way. There's a lot of snow in central Oregon tonight, too, by the way. You've also got up in Washington State, going back up there, Snoqualmie East all the way to the North Dakota line, I-90, and then I-94 when it breaks off. You've got a winter storm warning in the eastern part of Washington State. That's also Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, winter storm warning. All across northern Montana tonight, including most of the Crow Indian Reservation, winter storm warning. So be advised and be careful there. Wyoming, winter storm warning, northwest corner of Wyoming, snow elsewhere. I-80, you're going to have snow all along I-80 tonight from Rollins East. And then Idaho, you got snow around Boise. You got in California some high winds, Reno East. But in the mountains, going up over Donner and Lake Tahoe, and down all the way to, let's see here, down all the way to, all the way to Barstow in the mountainous areas, you're going to have snow. And there is a winter storm warning for Lake Tahoe South along the California-Nevada line tonight, as well as up in I-5, up into Redding, California. All the way up into Medford, Oregon, you've got a winter storm warning along I-5, so be advised of that. And the snow tonight along I-80 and along I-70, especially in Nebraska along I-80, you're going to have a good 100-150 miles of really heavy snow coming down, and a winter storm warning all the way from the Wyoming line all the way across to just about Lincoln, looks like, right now. But snow goes all the way into Iowa, a general snow. And if you're in South Dakota, it's snowing in Rapid City, and the snow comes on an angle, about a 45-degree angle, over into Nebraska as well as into Iowa. And then we've got snow tonight in Kansas, northwestern Kansas. You have a winter storm warning. And the western part of Kansas along I-70, You've got snow for about 100, 150 miles again, so be advised of that. Now, there's some patchy fog, Lubbock, Texas area tonight, about a 25 to 30-mile area of patchy fog going through there. And on I-10, if you're coming out of Florida, Pensacola, Mobile, you've got dense fog there, dense fog in Mississippi. The dense fog continues if you're going down into New Orleans along I-10, and it continues all the way over towards Houston tonight. Patchy fog on the way to Houston, coming out of New Orleans. Now, up in upstate New York, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, you've got rain tonight from Watertown down to Syracuse, and then from Syracuse across to just about Buffalo. Got rain all across the lake there tonight, so be advised of that. And a little angry ocean tonight, looks like, with some rip currents and some winds up in Maine, all along the coast of Maine tonight. So it looks like Maine wouldn't be the place you'd want to go boating. But I'll tell you what, you want to go boating, Florida's the place to be this weekend. Holy smokes. Temperatures up in the upper 80s. Gulf water temperature is comfortable. Waves are almost non-existent. By the way, yesterday was flat as a pancake out there when I came across the bridge at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Flat as a pancake. And that's always good to see that. So, that's your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Now, I don't need to tell most of you about the Flying J's, because the Flying J's have been around for years and most anybody knows what they are and where they are, the big ones especially. You can find a nice sit-down Denny's in some of them, a nice sit-down Huddle House in others, a Moe's Southwest Grill and a few others, all intertwined and mixed together. And then again, the Pilot Travel Center is quite the different experience right now, because you can find a Taco Bell, you can find a Wendy's, you can find a Pizza Hut, you can find a Subway, you can find a McDonald's, you can find an Arby's, might find a Chester's Chicken, and certainly a full-service Dairy Queen in one of those. And whatever you do, it's going to be a step above what you were thinking about years gone by with the Pilots, because Pilots and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They have grown up. And I go to the ones down here in Florida fairly regularly. Stop by there when I'm going back and forth from an event. Sometimes I'll go out of my way just to go that extra 5 or 10 miles, go in there and shake hands with some folks, say, howdy, howdy. And again, on the third watch, truck on into the Pilot or Flying J, tell them the captain sent you. You wind up with a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Nothing like Java in the middle of the night, right? Java rules. Alrighty, I'll be right back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, telephone lines are open. 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Feel free to call if there's something on your mind. In the meantime, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.